said he re-signed. He was really happy.
Are you happy?
Now we can buy all the land in Kansas. I'm very happy, you know. It's fun to see guys like that who are incredible teammates, phenomenal players, good guys, rewarded. And, you know, that's what we've done around here. Guys who've gotten second and third contracts are the guys who, for the most part, have been raised up in the system, done things the right way, Packer way, and gotten rewarded for it. So it's fun to see Jordy re-sign for four more. I told him that that's five for him, and I got six left. We're going to have to do one more after that and stick around a little bit longer.
What makes him so comfortable for you as a receiver?
Well, I think he's got the best instincts in a receiver I've ever played with. He has incredible reactions, second, third reactions. He knows where he needs to get to, what spot on the field to make the proper play. He has a very wide margin of error as a receiver. He can go up and get the ball high point. He can catch the ball off his toes, like he did against San Diego back in 11 up there and roll in the end zone. He's made one-handed catches around here. He's made big-time plays in the Super Bowl. He's made plays in big games to get us victories. And, you know, he's a very consistent, reliable guy who has really extended himself as a leader in this locker room and in the receiver room. And it's really exciting to see him get a new deal.
Is he the best at being on the same page during a play?
Well, he's got incredible reactions. You know, he just understands when the pocket breaks down and I get out where he needs to get open. But also he understands the timing of a play that's run from the pocket. So he knows at what point he needs to get his head around, his body around, and he's a great player. You know, he's a guy who does it the right way. He's an example, I think, for all of us in here of what it looks like to be a guy playing at the top of your game, a guy who leads the right way, and a guy who's good in the community, just like the organization we want.
Were you impressed those first couple of snaps when he was first drafted and came here?
You know what, I think if you look at him in year one, you didn't see maybe the way that, you know, maybe Randall jumped out or Greg or even Devontae with, you know, just a real confidence about him. Jordy was a confident guy, but he was trying to feel his way around. I remember I threw him a fade route for a touchdown against the Texans, I believe, in 08, and that was kind of his only mark that season. But then as guys got injured over the years, he continued to get opportunities to make the most of it. I think, you know, a big game for him was the Super Bowl. He had nine catches, I believe, and a lot of yards. A couple drops, but he made up for it with some big-time plays. My first touchdown of the day on an actual screen pass that he was on the same page with me. And then a big play late in the game to set us up for the game-winning touchdown. Then he comes out the next season and has an incredible year, and he's been our best receiver since then.
Aaron, do you believe that Randall will be next? And would you like Randall to be next so you know you've got those guys for four or five more years with him?
Yeah, I'd love for Randall to be next. You know, he's a guy, again, who's done it the right way. He's been a great leader for us. You know, he's had some injury issues last year that hurt him, that was out of his control, but he's a consistent performer for us and a great guy in the locker room as well.
We talk about this every year at training camp about fewer practices and the balance between the coaches having to make evaluations on the younger players and you getting ready for Seattle. What's your approach to these 21 practices?
Well, it's interesting. Mike put up a stat yesterday on the board about our 2013 team and the breakdown of first and second round picks, third and fourth, fifth through seventh, and undrafted guys. And we had 18 undrafted players on our roster last year, which is pretty amazing to think about. So as much as it is difficult, as we saw in the lockout year and also the consecutive years after that with the shortened amount of offseason and some rules on the training camp, it is a little more difficult for those guys. But it's hard to hide talent. And when you get opportunities in these preseason games and in practice, those guys got to make the most of their opportunities. And then they'll find their way on the team. This is a very deep team with some really tough decisions. You're going to see probably some different numbers in positions, you know, possibly six receivers, possibly more outside linebackers because of the depth there, possibly more offensive alignment because of the depth we have in that position. So it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. But there'll be, I'm sure, a lot of guys who come up a little short on this team will be picked up for other active rosters.
Where do you think this offensive line ranks in the wide open? McCarthy's comment yesterday was about it being perhaps the best.
Yeah, I think it's a really talented offensive line. I think you have perhaps the top guard combo in the league, with Josh being one of the best, if not the best, and TJ, you know, being right up there as well. Very talented tackles. David Bakhtiari is a guy who could play at left tackle for 10 plus years if he keeps himself healthy and continues to progress. You know, Brian and Donnie at the right side gives us a lot of flexibility as you know, with our top six. And then the center position is going to shake itself out the right way. But, you know, JC has the potential, I think, to be a very talented player. This will be really kind of his rookie year after last year. He missed most of the season. So I think it's a talented group. Anytime you have guys like TJ and Josh on either sides, you're going to be in a real good position from an intellectual standpoint, because those guys know the offense as well as anybody, except for maybe John Kuhn and myself. A little shout out to John there. He paid me for that. But no, I like that group. It's a deep group. I think behind them you got some young guys and guys like Derek Sherrod, who is really feeling healthy, I think, who are going to be competing for you know, three or four spots, I think.
Do you have any kind of feel for what you got at tight end?
You know what? I think that it was exciting to watch Andrew last year come on late in the season. He made some really good strides there. Then he got hurt and missed a lot of the off season, so that's tough. But you know, I think Richard is an interesting prospect with Jake Stoneburner last year, Ryan Taylor, who's an incredible special teams player, and has just not had a ton of opportunities on the offensive side of the ball. And then the young guys we got, brought in the free agent guys, I think add a lot to the mix as well. So, I mean, that's a deep position. Another one where you could, we've had the, you know, four guys in the past, easily kept four tight ends, and, you know, it could be three maybe potentially, but it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. This is a deep team. It'll be a lot of great competition. Excited to see what happens when the pads go on, and it's going to be interesting.
Aaron, you've talked a lot about young guys on offense stepping up as vocal leaders, like Josh and TJ. Have you seen any guys stepping up on the other side of the ball, like Mike Daniels? We hear from a lot. Have you seen that from the defensive guys?
Yeah, I think Mike has definitely separated himself as one of the leaders, if not the leader of that defense. His play speaks for itself. He's a talented player. He's a tough guy. I wouldn't want to mess with him or get on his bad side. But Mike, I think it's starting to click for him that he really has the opportunity to have a voice on that defense and be heard, and he has the respect of those guys. He's got the respect of the offensive players, and this is a big year for him. I think the sky's the limit for him as a player, but maybe more importantly as a leader, that if he grabs a hold of that, he can really get those guys doing what they want on a team where there's a lot of veteran guys over there, with Clay and obviously Pep. AJ has been here a long time. Morgan, Sam, Tremont, guys have been paid, and all that to be said, I think Mike has a tremendous opportunity to be the leader of that defense, and I think he's going to take a hold of that.
Aaron, you're into this again with very high team expectations, and it's been that way most years. What are the advantages of that in terms of the mentality? What are the challenges of it?
Well, I think it's a challenge every year. You get in here, everybody's excited about the opportunity in front of them, and everybody's talking about the goal being Arizona, all 32 teams. Ultimately, it's about how you're playing in November and December and what teams are able to stay healthy and be in the hunt at that point. We hope to be one of those teams. We've won a division the last 3 years. That's always a starting point. It's exciting when you play in a city where there are expectations like that. And for an organization that stresses excellence and has a history of that, you know, we expect to be great every year, and just have to find a way to get to that point. I think the leadership is definitely in a really good place, starting at the top with Ted and Mike, and filtering down to some of these young guys who are really taking a hold of those opportunities. But ultimately, it's about performance, and we need to have a better performance on both sides of the ball. And it starts with these practices and training camp, and it starts with the team chemistry we can build during this time.
Aaron, with the intent to play fast more on top of this year,
than last, than years previous. Does the playbook look much different to you in 2014?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think we're always talking about playing fast, but it's a matter of whether you can do that or not. You know, we need to have more opportunities from our defense, you know, get some more takeaways. We're a little low at times there. And we also turned the ball over too many times and didn't convert third downs the way we did the previous year. So, you know, there's a lot of balance there. And if you get more opportunities in converting third downs and you get some more turnovers and you limit your turnovers, then you're going to naturally have more plays. So I think it's more about you know, there's a lot of things that go into playing fast. Obviously, we want to pick the tempo up a little bit, but it's got to be within reason. You want to control the football still and find ways to have 30-plus minutes of time of possession with having a lot of plays and not turn the football over. So we can do all that, which is a lot. Then you're going to see maybe 75-plus plays, but it's all about the W ultimately.
In his second year, can Eddie be a target coming out of the backfield on passing situations?
Eddie has a self-appointed nickname of Moss, as in Randy Moss. He thinks he's got incredible hands. His hands actually are very good, and he's good catching the ball out of the backfield. Mike has stressed, I know, about having a three-down back at times. We've had the luxury of having a guy like John Kuhn who can do it all. But I think at times you would like to have for play speed, to not have to substitute every first down or second down or third down the running back. If we can do that, then you're going to see more opportunities for catches out of the backfield for all those guys, for James and for Eddie and for DeJuan and whoever's in there.
Aaron, you asked about tight ends. We have 88 teammates to worry about, but have you talked with your Mike at all about Mike's comment yesterday about him still being a Packer and things of that nature?
I have had a couple conversations with him. He looks incredible. If you follow him on Twitter, which I know you do, because you follow a lot of people on Twitter, I'm sure, he looks pretty amazing, and he's worked his tail off. For him, it's a matter of getting cleared. I don't know his medical diagnosis, you know, where he's at, but I can tell you, you know, we've had a number of those injuries, and you know, it's been tough for a couple guys, but a guy like Sean Richardson would be a good guy to talk to with the struggles he went through waiting to get cleared, and it took longer than they thought. But now he's back out there, and he looks like himself, and he's playing well. And it'd be great. I've said in the past, you know, this league is better with Jermichael in it, and this team is better with him on it.
Thank you.